care one American at a time.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. The mercenary geologist with me right now, my buddy Mickey Fulp, and we're going to talk a little bit about energy. You know, I was on CBS Chicago earlier in the week, and we talked about energy, but I only had about, 10 minutes, so we really couldn't get into it as much as I wanted to. The energy situation right now is very, very interesting. Oil isn't really doing very much. It certainly has rebounded from the lows. Nick and I are going to talk a little bit about opportunities available in the oil patch, and then I'm going to bend his ear a little bit about what we both think about natural gas. Mickey, let's start with oil. Your thoughts?
Well, the oil price is robust. It's been hanging around somewhere between $100 and $110. We're talking WTI crude for 2 or 3 months now, and everybody's got to be happy with that. I personally am happy to see that it's stabilized in that region, because oil's an interesting commodity in the fact that not only does it behave with supply demand fundamentals, but it's very sensitive to geopolitical issues, particularly in the Middle East. So, so I'm very happy that it's stabilized, because one of my fears about oil is high oil prices lead to high inflation in real terms, and we're not talking in inflated dollars, but in real dollars. High oil, because energy is the main input to all the cost of goods, it can lead to some very severe consequences, such as food inflation in the third world, i.e. the Arab Spring of 2011, and then also from the bread and butter of what you and I do, which is more on the mining end of it.
Sure.
It increases operating costs, and we have this stuff called capital expenditure creep, CapEx creep, and makes it very hard for big projects to get financed when the rate of inflation goes up because of the price of oil.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I think is going to be potentially affecting the price of oil here for the next few months, specifically until the end of the year, is the election we have coming up in the United States. Now, I know for a fact, I know the rumor for a fact was that earlier in the week there was talk coming from some of the guys and some of the traders that both the United Kingdom and the United States were going to dip into their strategic reserves in order to bring the price of oil down. Well, politically, that makes a little bit of sense, because if we have oil escalating any higher than the $105 or so that it's trading at right now, and again, that's West Texas crude, that's just one more hurdle for the president that he's going to have to go over to get reelected, because nobody likes the ensuing high gas prices. Now, I that was only a rumor, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if something like that happened in the next 4 or 5, 6 months.
Well, absolutely wouldn't surprise me either, because we saw Obama do that, if memory serves, in the midsummer of 2010. But look at the consequences of that. Price oil dipped about $5 or $6 in one day, and about 10 days later, it was back at $95 a barrel. So, you know, these are cosmetic things that the president would tend to do, because, I think he released something like maybe 10 million barrels or something like that from the strategic reserve before, and that's a drop in the bucket. The U.S. uses 20 million barrels a day.
Yep.
So whatever he does with strategic reserve will be solely for political purposes, in my opinion.
Sure.
And it will have very little effect on the oil market.
And it'll be very transparent. And the transparency really, I think, could jump up and bite him, so to speak. You know, They asked me on CBS if I was, you know, if I was personally invested in the sector, and I am. I've got some pipeline plays that I'm involved in, and I've also got some junior plays that I'm involved in. One that has done very, very well for me, and I am a shareholder in it. I got to disclose that, and they are a sponsor on our site. But it's a company called New Zealand Energy. New Zealand Energy is doing really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
I bought into it because I like the environment in that particular country as opposed to the environment in the United States. And so far, it's definitely treated me well. We've gone from about $1.04 to $3.35. I mean, obviously, past performance is no guarantee of future results along the same lines. But, you know, that little company has treated me very, very well, as have those pipeline plays. What do you think about the opportunity in the energy sector, Mick? And let's kind of stick with oil and gas right now, and then we can flip into other areas.
I think the opportunities in oil are very good right now because I think we're going to be looking at a high oil price for the foreseeable future. Something, you know, let's put a bottom maybe about $90, and let's hope it doesn't go above 110.
Yeah.
Because of what I spoke about earlier. With that caveat, I think if you can find an undervalued oil play, and I am an investor in one of those that's now drilling in the Bakken of northwest Montana, which would be west of the major discoveries, but in somewhat a frontier area for shale oil.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of natural gas, I see no hope for it for the foreseeable future. It dropped again today. It's trading at Henry Hub at 207.
That's really low. My only thought on natural gas is, it certainly is not in the short term, but in the long term, if enough of the energy needs get diverted to be supplied by natural gas, which I think is probably a very important topic, certainly for the current administration, then I think you might see a bit of an increase there. But in the short term, Vicki, I agree with you 1,000%. What do you think about uranium?
Well, uranium's been flat. I'm still remain a uranium bull based on supply-demand fundamentals. We use 20 to 30% more uranium every year in the world than we mine. And the Russians and the U.S. are ending their megatons and megawatts program here at the end of 2013. So I remain a uranium bull. Regarding natural gas, I appreciate what you're saying in that regard, but until the U.S. commits to building infrastructure,
sure,
this isn't going to happen, and I see no evidence that the current administration is going to support infrastructure build-out, and that's the real problem with natural gas. We found too much. We don't have pipelines. We don't have separation plants. We don't have pipeline capacity where we need it. And because of that, that's the reason that gas is trading at something near, I don't know, a 4 or 5 year low. The WTI to natural gas ratio, which should be in terms of energy provided 6, is now 51.
Well, I'll tell you, it makes Big Al pretty happy because we use a lot of gas in our home for cooking, for heating. I'm going to be using it for heating outdoors, etc. So, you know, it can go as low as it wants, and I'm going to be happier and happier. I'm going to revisit the situation with you, Mick, in about a year and see where we're at. I don't disagree with you about, you know, the concept of the infrastructure in place right now to utilize natural gas effectively. I agree with that 100%. When I talk long term, man, I'm talking real long term.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going out an awful long ways. Mickey, we got a minute left here. Tell our listeners about your website.
Okay, before I do that, and I can do it in less than a minute, I think everybody ought to go and listen to the old man. The old man is T. Boone Pickens.
Oh, yeah.
He's got it right about natural gas.
Okay.
People can find me at mercenarygeologist.com. I run a free subscription service supported by sponsors, and I encourage listeners to go and see and read and listen and see what they think.
Listen, folks, we have the banner for Mercenary Geologist on our homepage. I support what Mickey is doing. Mickey is very, very transparent in all of his actions. You don't find that with everybody in the industry. With all the people on our show, you do. But you don't necessarily find that with everybody in the industry. Mickey's been around for an awful long time, and he's got some very valuable things to say. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Mickey Foltz, I really love the guy. He is so out of the box and so transparent. He's somebody whose relationship I truly, truly value. You know, Mickey wears his heart on his sleeve, as does, the famous golfer Sergio Garcia. He doesn't pull any punches, and I have to tell you, I really do appreciate that. Okay, another friend of mine, Trader Raj, is on the line with me right now. Raj is very interested right now in Canosil Resources. I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, Big Al owns a lot of shares in Canosil, better than 100,000. They are also a sponsor on our website. That means that you can get all of the information that you want about the company by simply clicking on their banner. Remember, this is not arm's length information. I am a serious investor in Canosil for a variety of reasons. I am not a registered investment advisor. This just happens to be a company that I have taken action in, and I'm not even coming close to suggesting that you do the same thing. All I'm saying is, if you like what you hear, check it out. Trader Raj, you met with Bahman Yamini, the president and founder of the company, here a couple of days ago in Vancouver. Based on his conversation and based on your continuing research, why do you like this company?
We were able in our meeting here in Vancouver to get some additional news. I'm interested in the company and what they're doing, because not only of the properties that they have under their umbrella, but also their partnerships. They've got two very strong and excellent partners in MAG Silver and also Pan American Silver. And these partners are working with them with the idea, and from what I can observe, to build what I would call elephant properties. That's what the big operators and senior miners are really looking for. They don't like to go to a spot, Al, where they can dig around for a year or two or three. It costs too much money to set these things up. They're more interested in a mine that's got some life beyond 10 years, 20 or 30 years is better. Another company I know of has got one that's going 50 years, and it's already gone 20. Those are the best kind, because you're set up properly, you've got everything in position, and you get more money back on your investment. That said, we just went through the charts and the information on Canosil, and what happened here on the daily chart, first of all, is in March, is that they had a breakout. The breakout came out of a channel that had gone for several days. It was channeled between 20 and 25 cents. The shares were Canadian from like the 25th of February all the way up to the 1st of March. And then we had a bump up, and now we've gone in a new channel between 25 and 30, say 25 and 28. And in our report, which is just coming out today, we said that the Canosil share price on Tuesday, March 16th, was 28 cents. Now, it had been in the lower spot. I said we've been trying to get through 25. And getting through that 25 is meaningful, because now it's opening up new and higher vistas for the price. Going on further, another good signal that we saw is when you see what is called a bullish cup and handle pattern, it looks like a giant cup with no top on it, a very wide curved bottom, and over to the right you've got a handle. And when the handle is complete, what will happen more often than not in these technical patterns is you'll get a big jump in the price. Now, that's particularly where this chart is showing us right now. And then I looked at another chart, a 10-year chart. Of course, everybody sold off after the Lehman thing, and then this company, Canosil, bottomed out. You'll see prices on the penny stocks under a dollar, and you're familiar with them now because you trade them and you look at them all the time. They seem to rise in increments of 10 cents. So go 20 cents, 30 cents, 40 cents, 50 cents. And this stock did that. Back at the end of 2010 and in the first of 2011, about a year or so ago, it based out at 20, and now it's coming up again at 30. So what we're looking to see happen is typically you take a high and a low on a 5- or 10-year chart, add the two high, the high and the low together and divide by 2, and that's your 50% retracement. And in this case, the 50% retracement is 45 cents. With the shares being at 28 cents, that looks pretty attractive. Also, and this is a very key point, as you know, the silver and gold stocks do follow closely the valuations or the prices on the gold and silver physical metals. And we're looking now at what appears to be a new breakout getting ready to go. It's not fully established yet, this being Friday. Russell Silver at 32.50. Then we're going to 36 or 38. Normally, your share prices will double or go like 1.5 times the valuation of the gold going on the upside because they've got more leverage. Also, Canisol does not have an abundance of shares out there. They're not diluted. And they've got a great package of properties in that they've got several that they're working on in addition to the ones that they're on partnership with MAGA and Pan American. Now, incidentally, something else that just came up in the meeting, and I don't know why I missed this before, I was under the impression they had one project in British Columbia. Most of the others are in Mexico, but in British Columbia, they have two projects. I thought they had one, and the one I have been most interested in is called the LIL, L-I-L Silver Project, and it looks extremely strong, and we don't have much in the way of details yet because they haven't drilled it, but preliminary, it looks very good. They're going to start the drilling in May. I'm pretty excited about that one from what I've heard.
Yeah.
But then yesterday in the meeting, I discovered from Mr. Yamini that the Brenda Golden Copper Project is located 20 kilometers northwest of a couple of other big projects in an area that has excellent geology, good access, and infrastructure. And that their geologist has been really excited about this one. They've got satellite imaging, and they've got airborne geophysics. They've got a bunch of other stuff. And also, along with it, I think they've got 63 drill holes. So what we're looking at here is number two project with a lot of promise in British Columbia, in addition to all the others that they have in Mexico. I can't remember all the exact number they've got in Mexico, but I think overall the company has something like 13 in process.
Yeah, they've got a really good situation down there. You know, one thing that you haven't brought up that I need to bring up here is that Peter McGaw, who is, in my opinion, the foremost geological expert when it comes to what's going on in Mexico is involved. He actually was instrumental in the, I don't want to use the word combination, but instrumental in the partnership between MAG Silver and Canisil. I have spoken with Peter on this regarding this project numerous times, and we do have an interview. If you simply go to our site and put in Canisil Resources, you will see a very, very interesting interview that that I did about 6 or 8 months ago at the Silver Summit in Spokane with Bauman Yamini, the president of the company, and with Dr. Peter McGaw. You guys, we're out of time in this particular segment, but we will be doing a meeting with stockbrokers in San Francisco, California, on March 26th, Monday, with Canisil Resources. If any of you have an interest in attending, simply let me know on our blog. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orticillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. The weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got a comment on our blog from Dennis Brophy, and Dennis says, quote, "Hi, Al. Didn't you have on your show Ellen Brown? She's pretty smart. She wrote an article called How Greece Could Take Down Wall Street, posted back in February. As MF Global found out the hard way, there is no such thing as risk-free speculation. Amen. That's the truth." We haven't had Ellen on the show for some time now. I find her to be a fascinating woman. I think that we don't agree on everything, but you know what? So what? The world is a much, much more interesting place when everybody doesn't agree on everything. I mean, Ellen, what is this crap about there's no such thing as a risk-free investment? What do you think?
Well, unless you're the bank, and they're pretty much risk-free because the government will, meaning us, will bail them out
right
whenever they make a mistake. But for everyone else, the particular issue was MF Global and these credit default swaps on the Greek debt. So the Greek debt, they were down to 50% haircuts. The creditors had to accept only half of what they expected to get. And the ISDA, which is the International Swaps and Derivatives Association, which decides whether an event of default is a default for purposes of getting paid under credit default swaps, they said, no, that wasn't an event of default because it was voluntary.
I find
well, obviously it wasn't voluntary
no.
for MF Global,
yeah.
and they were heavily leveraged. So if they only got back half their money and they were leveraged like 40-1 or something, then they were wiped out. So they tried to work it by borrowing from the customer accounts, which is what everybody was shocked and appalled about, as if they were doing blatant fraud. But in fact, they thought they were protected, and they weren't. So it wasn't. It was circumstances beyond their control, which then, of course, did propel them into illegal activity. I think I'm going to start an article out with some quote from the Queen of Hearts in Alice in Wonderland. I mean, if you're the banks and hedge funds that have to pay out, and you are the ISDA that determines whether it's an event of default, you can just say, oh, well, we don't call that a default. I mean, the words are what they decide they are.
Yeah.
Whereas to anyone else, a default means you didn't get paid.
Right.
If you didn't pay your mortgage, or if you only paid half your mortgage, the bank's going to call that a default.
I think that as of a week ago yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, the number that the creditors got was a bit less than 50%. I don't have the exact number on the top of my head, and I should, but I think it was a bit higher than that. I think it was somewhere up around 70%, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, the interesting thing that that brings up to me is a news release. I'm not trying to blindside you here. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but back on the 13th of March, earlier this week, the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission came out with the following news release. CFTC vacates CME Clearing Europe Limited registration as a derivatives clearing organization. Here's the, you know, the first sentence, which basically says it all. Quote, at the request of CME Clearing Europe Limited, pursuant to Section 7 of the Commodity Exchange Act, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission issued an order on March 13, 2012, vacating the registration of CME as a derivatives clearing organization. Now, that was at the request of the CME. Boy, I'll tell you, the implications of that, as we discussed earlier this week in a couple of editorials, that could really portend a very, very interesting future, to say the least. Do you have any comments at all on that one?
Oh, I didn't see that, but I knew that they had actually declared it an event of default now on the Greek debt, and supposedly they're paying up on Monday, so the world may come to an end on Monday. I mean, I was also to write another article, and I thought, no, I better wait till after Monday because things may be totally changed. You know, because the Greeks had accepted or had put a clause in their bond issues saying that you were forced to accept, I can't remember what the name of the clause was, but anyway, you're forced to accept these write-downs, and so that is no longer a voluntary haircut. It's a mandatory haircut, so that is a default. So everybody said, well, but it's not a big deal. There's only something like 3 million euros riding on it. I haven't looked at the CME thing. That's interesting.
Well, I think it is. Roger Wiegand, one of our colleagues, brought that up to me, and I at first I almost couldn't believe it, and I did. I verified it, et cetera, and yeah, it's very, very true. What do you think? I mean, what do you think is going to go in light of those other very stable economies?
I mean, I have an idea on Italy.
Okay.
Because Italy's not so stable. But it was stable until I just know this because I was in Germany and I met an Italian professor who said that there was nothing wrong with the Italian banks and there was nothing wrong with the Italian economy until the short sellers came in and the rating agencies, and they downgraded the bonds, the Italian bonds, and that drove up their interest rate. So now, of course, they can't meet their budget because interest is a huge portion.
Yeah.
I mean, that hugely increases what you have to pay. So now
right.
they are in trouble, but it's not something of their own doing. It was an external force that did it. So,
you know, it's funny. You know, when you talk about Greece and Italy and Spain and Portugal, the thing that I find to be rather intriguing is basically you reap what you sow, and the actions of those various governments, you know, the powers that be, for lack of better terms, the financial leaders, in many, many cases, the actions were really, really, I think, incorrect. And I wouldn't go so far necessarily as to say morally wrong, because it's not a moral issue, but the longer, and maybe it is, but, you know, the longer you spend more money than you have, the worse and worse it gets. I mean, using the simple, the very, very simple analogy of a family and a country, a family simply, if they continue to live on credit, if they continue to borrow, they're going to be forced into bankruptcy. And it's just, I have to tell you, just as an outside observer, I am amazed that this happened in as sophisticated a country as Greece is. And quite frankly, I would say the same thing about Italy and the other countries. It just blows my mind.
I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area right now, and so we were just talking to some council people who are interested in moving their money out. They want to pull their money out of Wells Fargo and put it into something else. And so we were talking to them about the option of setting up their own bank. But in the course of that, it came up that they have these interest rate swaps that they are locked into, that it is costing them a fortune. I know it cost Harvard $500 million just to get out of these things. So it's not just that they don't have the protection they thought they were getting, but they have to actually pay huge amounts of money under the terms of these deals. And so I was just researching it to see what the legal issues were. And the courts tend to say, well, it's a private deal and a deal's a deal and you're stuck. But the reason that the interest rates dropped to almost nothing was, it's not like act of God. It's not like an insurance policy where it's a flood or something. This was an act of the Federal Reserve done intentionally to save the banks from their own follies, the big banks, the Wall Street banks. So why should the municipal governments have to pay for the error? I mean, the big banks are winning both ways. There must be a legal reason why that is fraud. But it's another one of those Alice in Wonderland things where the queen gets to call the set rules and then change the rules or change the outcome. I mean, by just manipulating the interest rates. I mean, a sheer, utter, of course, manipulation of the interest rates. There's no question that the interest rates were manipulated. It wasn't a natural market forces that caused the rates to go down.
Yeah. Well, I agree, you know, and I have to say that the ultimate payer on this thing is going to be people like Alan Brown and Al Corlin and others, because, you know what? We have to pay taxes to cover these grievous errors. Alan, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. You guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back to wrap up the show.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, here to wrap up the show with a couple of good friends of mine, Marshall Farrell, who is the co-portfolio manager, co-founder of the Encompass Fund, and Trader Raj, Roger Wiegand, who is a colleague of mine, lives down the street from us, and has a great newsletter called Trader Tracks. We are getting some really interesting news out there. An example would be during the Republican debates, you know, they get sidetracked from real issues. They talk about issues that really don't have a bearing on the entire economy, and that makes me angry. Makes the studio dog really angry, too. And by the same token, the press is putting out all kinds of stuff that I think is being put out simply to deflect the real problems that are going on. Now, the most recent example, in my opinion, of something that just got all kinds of coverage was the disgruntled ex-Goldman Sachs employee Greg Smith. Greg had some very disparaging things to say about Goldman Sachs. I cannot state whether they're true or not because I've never been an employee there. I want to talk about that first, but then I want to talk about how that really is deflecting attention from issues that really, really matter. Mr. Barrow, what do you think about this guy, Greg Smith?
I don't know anything about him, and I frankly have not read his article. I read a number of comments and heard a number of comments about it. And what it strikes me is he's unhappy. I don't know why he's unhappy. I don't know if it's being justified that he's unhappy. Read that he's one of 12,000 executive directors. I think that's his title. They've got, you know, tens of thousands. Goldman's got tens of thousands of employees. He was unhappy about various things and decided to go public for whatever reasons. One of my initial reactions was, well, is he giving back the money that he's made over the last 12 years?
And I think that's a great point.
Or if not that, well, donating it to charity, and if so, which ones? The fact of the matter is, Goldman is a very successful firm. They have been for 100-plus years. They've had rocks thrown at them over the last several years for a variety of reasons, dealing with the firm and how they deal with their clients. That those rocks may be justified or they may not be. Again, I have no information or knowledge from any kind of inside or actual experience with them, so I don't know. All I do know is it is a very successful firm. They're not dealing with mom and pop out in the street or Aunt Jane or Uncle Harry. They're dealing with sophisticated institutions by and large. And those institutions are going to Goldman because Goldman will provide them what they want. What do they want? The institutions, Goldman's clients, they want to make money. They want to deal with a firm that they know can help them make money and can do things that probably other firms can't do. So they're at Goldman. Now, is there something wrong with that? I don't think so. I mean, that's basically the capitalist system. Should Goldman be taking advantage of its clients if that's what it's doing? No. But if that's what it's doing and the clients aren't happy, there are other firms that they can go to and would go to, and as a matter of fact, probably are dealing with Goldman along with other firms.
Anybody who is seriously involved in the financial community would come to that conclusion. I believe that the myriad of press that Mr. Smith's resignation garnered, number one, it's good for the administration because it certainly makes Wall Street look very, very bad. And number two, you know, it's good for people who want the majority of Americans to not realize some of the really, really negative things that are going on right now. Let me give you an example. Earlier in the week, Roger and I did an editorial dealing with the CFTC and the CME. Okay, that was a very, very major event. Long and the short of it was, according to a press release put out by the CFTC, and this was back on March 13th, at the request of CME Clearing Europe Limited, that's the CME, pursuant to Section 7 of the Commodity Exchange Act, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission issued an order on March 13th, 2012, vacating the registration of CME as a derivatives clearing organization. Okay, CME, a European organization, now does not have to deal with European derivatives. Is there anything behind this action? Anything perhaps that we should stop and think about? Of course there is. The CME is giving up a whole bunch of revenue because they don't want the liability. Americans don't read about that in the New York Times, okay? Another example, the Greek situation, which was announced last Friday night, a week ago, last Friday night, was something that was kind of blown under the covers. It wasn't even considered to be a default, which anybody who doesn't consider that to be a default is absolutely crazy, okay? The implications for what happened in Greece on a future financial disaster involving Portugal and Spain are totally, totally taken out of the mind's eye because we are being bombarded with information about some guy who got pissed off at Goldman Sachs. And I'll tell you, somebody is doing a very, very good job at deflecting the real situation. Rod, you got any comments on that one?
It's part of the media and the news is what they do. The news is very powerful. You know, look at the jobs report every week. You know, it's so openly specious that most people who pay attention to it just laugh at it because they don't believe it. However, they do trade it. I mean, they trade that jobs report every Friday when it comes in.
Yep.
So it's got the power. The news has the power. And what we're seeing here is that there's some key issues regarding employment, jobs, and the economic future of the U.S. and other countries. And that should be paramount in this discussion for the election this fall. And because there's no logical answers and because the administration has been such an abysmal failure in that department for the last 3 years, they choose not to discuss it. Rather, they would worry more about marriage issues or gay issues or minor things that may or may not affect the military and a variety of other things. All of those things are of concern to some people, including all of us on the phone. But
sure.
The thing is that this country has got to get an economy back together, and we've got to get jobs. And we need about 350,000 new jobs a month, maybe even 400, and we're not even close to that.
they're claiming about half of that now, and I don't believe it for 1 minute.
Yes, no, and I agree with everything that you're saying. We're talking about the deflection away from the real issues that I believe is going on. Marshall, do you agree with me, or you think I'm nuts?
No, I agree with you. No, certainly don't think you're nuts, never have. I think you have a point about the deflection away. I think it's that, and it's what Raj has said. It's the media, the mainstream media, focuses on minutia. We saw it, and we continue to see it in the debates with the Republican candidates, and we'll probably see it in the debate or debates that there will be eventually between Obama and the Republican candidate, whomever he may be. They are not focusing on the real issues. Hopefully, those real issues can be what's discussed this fall, and people will vote based on the real issues and not these periphery matters. But having said that, the media, cable news and the radio and news talk and the bloggers and the websites have to fill space or time 24/7 these days. It's different than 20 years ago or 30 or whatever. And they've got to fill space, and they're doing it, and they do it because they go on and on and on about these other things that are far easier to talk about, and they think for their listeners or readers to grasp and pay attention to than it is with some of the more difficult or complicated or complex issues, such as what's really going on in the employment world, or what's really going on with profit margins, or what really causes gasoline prices to go up. It's just easier to say, oh, it's big oil on the gas prices, or the problems will be solved if Obama releases some oil out of the strategic reserve. No, it's not that easy. It's not that simple, but that's easier for the media and the editors and reporters to comment on.
I don't disagree with that one at all. And sure, it's easier, but I'm not really concerned so much here with the ease of the issue. What I'm really concerned here is that America is not getting the information that they need to make informed decisions. I mean, I hate to say it, But if you look at the headlines, I looked at the headlines of, for example, the Friday Seattle Times today, and the headlines have absolutely nothing to do, unless you're an avid NBA basketball fan or unless the NCAA tournament is the most important thing in the world for you. I'm not saying those two things aren't important, but I'm saying we got some real serious issues.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.